This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A US F-22 fighter jet Friday shot down an unidentified object flying over Alaska, saying less than a week after the military brought down a Chinese balloon that had flown across the United States. Reuters' Olivia Zolino.
The Pentagon's chief spokesperson, U.S. Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, said
the aircraft that took down the object was an F-22 flying out of Joint Base Elmendorf in Alaska. It employed an AIM-9X to take down the object.
This comes less than a week after the military brought down a Chinese balloon that had flown across the United States.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
President Joe Biden's order to shoot down the latest object was a rare presidential level of involvement, given initial accounts suggesting the object did not pose a military threat.
That's Reuters' Olivia Zolino. At a briefing, a White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, announces that President Biden will be traveling to Poland later in the month.
President Biden will travel to Poland. He will meet with President Duda of Poland to discuss our bilateral cooperation, as well as our collective efforts to support Ukraine and bolster NATO's deterrence.
The visit, scheduled for February 20th through the 22nd, comes as a sign to point to waning support for maintaining tens of billions of dollars worth of military and economic assistance for Ukraine. Russia announced Friday that it will cut oil production by 500,000 barrels a day next month after Western countries capped the price of its crude over its action in Ukraine. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Emergency crews made a series of dramatic rescues in Turkey Friday, pulling several people from the rubble 4 days after a catastrophic 7.8 magnitude earthquake killed more than 23,000 in Turkey and Syria. Temperatures remain below freezing across the large region, and so many people have no place to shelter. The Turkish government has distributed millions of hot meals as well as tents and blankets, but is still struggling to reach many people in the need. United Nations has pledged $25 million in grants for people in the earthquake-stricken areas of Syria, in addition to a $25 million grant. A spokesman for former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said the FBI recovered one additional government page with classified markings to our consensual search on Friday. At the Indianapolis residence of former Vice President Mike Pence, after classified documents were discovered at his house last month. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The search, confirmed earlier in the day by a Justice Department official, came after Pence's attorney, Greg Jacobs, notified the National Archives in a January 18th letter about the discovery of records with classified markings. The records were then turned over to the FBI. A Pence spokesman said Pence and his legal team fully cooperated with the appropriate authorities. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Cancer diagnoses are on the rise in Kenya, but with less than a fifth of the people enrolled in a national insurance scheme, getting a diagnosis can force families to make huge financial sacrifices. Stigma only makes things worse. Reuters' Angela Johnston.
As is the case in much of Africa, most cancer cases in Kenya are diagnosed at an advanced stage. That means treatment options are limited and families make huge financial sacrifices, according to a World Bank report. It said less than 20% of Kenya's 53 million people are enrolled in the National Health Insurance Scheme, meaning healthcare costs push more than a million of them into poverty each year. And as the country gets wealthier overall, cancer diagnoses are on the rise. The annual incidence increased by almost a third between 2012 and 2018, according to Health Ministry data.
Reuters' Angela Johnston. Years before a Memphis police officer pulled Tyree Nichols from his car on January 7th, the officer was accused of taking part in the savage beating of an inmate at a county prison. 2015 assault on the inmate was so disturbing, 34 other prisoners signed a letter to the corrections director. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.